أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واللائي يئسن من المحيض من نسائكم إن ارتبتم فعدتهن ثلاثة أشهر واللائي لم يحض. In the previous ayahs also Allah explained about the iddat of women. And yeah, this place in the Quran Sharif, the amount of ayats of taqwa that are mentioned, perhaps nowhere else in the Quran Sharif together at one place so many ayats of taqwa are mentioned. Normally we will expect taqwa to be with regard to other things, but yeah, with regard to the iddat of women, and then with regard to the maintenance, etc., maintaining them during the period of iddat, and how the talaq must be given, and how the woman must be honored even if talaq is given, and her rights must not be usurped in any way. So many ayats of taqwa are given here, so it makes us to realize that this is a very important aspect of deen. And unfortunately today, whenever talaq has to take place, it takes place in the most bitter and sour ways. Whereas Islam is taught it must be taken in a very noble and a proper way. We have got a complete wrong concept of divorce in Islam. Islam is not like divorce in the other nations, where the person just divorces because of anger and hatred, etc. Islam wants every avenue to be exhausted first before you can think of divorce. And then talaq also is given when she is spark and you did not have relationships with her. And then again, it mustn't be given three at one time, but it must be spread out over three periods. So all these various aspects are very important in our deen, which generally, even we who are regarded to be perhaps who know deen, we are practicing deen, but in these matters we are still very far from what Islam has taught. Yeah, further, Allah Ta'ala teaches, we can see that how important this aspect is, that in detail Allah has explained it, and how much detail the fuqaha have written in the kitabs of fiqh with regard to this, taking out the masail from the Quran Sharif and Hadith. This is a very important aspect of our life. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهِ يَئِسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيضِ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ. Or جو عورتیں ناؤمید ہو گئے حیث سے تمہاری عورتوں میں. And those women who do not get their menstrual periods anymore, that is because of old age, when their menses stop, their monthly stop. So with regard to them, inirtabtum fa'iddatuhunna thalathatu ashhur. Agar tumko shubha reh gaya to unki iddat hai 3 mahine. Now because they're not getting their menstrual, their iddat period was 3 menstruation periods, but they are not getting their menstruations. So because of that, now calculate it as 3 months. So that Islam has taught also. See, we can see how much in detail, because this is a very important aspect also. Wallahi lam yahidn. Or aisi hi jinko haiz nahi aaya. And in the same way, those women who did never get haiz because of some illness, or that some women just don't get their monthlies, or because of age, etc., whether it is old age or whether they're still very young and they haven't started menstruating, or whether it is any illness or anything and they don't get their menstruations, then the iddat is 3 months properly. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلَهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. اور جن کے پیٹ میں بچہ ہے ان کی عدت یہ ہے, جن لے پیٹ کا بچہ. And a woman who was expecting, and the husband gave her talaq when she was expecting, then her period of iddat is till she delivers the baby. Till then is her period of iddat, and there is lot of detail and lot of different views in this matter also. But the accepted view is until she delivers her baby is her iddat period. So all these aspects are described in detail because of their great, great importance. And very sadly, we pay very little attention to this. Today many women don't sit for the iddat also, and don't observe the iddat properly. And also we hear of cases where a woman just walks out of her husband's house and goes and marries somebody else. She hardly got talaq, forget spending iddah. So we unfortunately living with the non-Muslims, that way of life is coming into us in these fine things also. So it is very important that we educate ourselves about this and that we practice upon it properly. And we try and inform others also about it. Then again Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. اور جو کوئی ڈرتا ہے اللہ سے کر دے وہ اس کے کام میں آسانی. And whoever fears Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and a particular reference in these matters, Allah will make his matters easy. Outwardly it seems that staying in iddah, for a woman to stay at home within the confines of her home for 3 months or for 3 periods or for 4 months and 10 days looks like very difficult. But Allah says, observe my commandments. I will make things easy for you. And everything is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I know one ayat in the Quran. If the people practice upon this, all their matters will become easy. And those were the same ayats here, that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever will fear Allah, observe His commandments. We go through some difficulty, it is hard on us. Like for example, also taqwa, you see a beautiful woman and your inside really desires to look at her, but you fear Allah and don't look. And all other matters also, you for fajr, you feel lazy, you don't want to get up, but you fear Allah and you get up, you fulfill His commandments. And a year, particular reference with regard to the iddat period and how talaq must be given, and this social aspect of Islam, and also the financial aspect of maintenance and looking after the wife, and afterwards maintenance of the children. Allah says, whoever will fear Allah, Allah will make things easy for him. Allah will open up ways for that person. May Allah give us that quality of taqwa, to observe His commandments and to fulfill His commandments. ذلك امر الله انزله اليكم. یہ حکم ہے اللہ کا جو اتارا تمہاری طرف. This is the law of Allah who has revealed it on you. Allah is your creator, your maker, and He has given instructions of how you must be used. If you will use yourself according to that, you will get Allah's guarantee of a happy life in this world also and the akhirat also. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, again it comes over and over, or جو کوئی ڈرتا ہے اللہ سے, and whoever will fear Allah, observe His commandments, yukaffir anhu sayyi'atihi, utar de us par se uske buraiyan. Whatever due to human weaknesses and a person does make guna, Allah will forgive those gunas. When you made your prime object to observe the commandments of Allah, and where you falter a little, Allah will forgive those gunas. And not only that, see how kind Allah is on taqwa. وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا اور بَرْحَادِ اُسْكَ سَوَابِ. And how much work of good you did, Allah will increase that. Your gunas He will wash away. You will be left with no gunas. How much sawabs you made, Allah is going to give you more than that. So these are tests from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah save us of such occasions of talaq, etc. But in any case, woman has to pass the iddat of the, when the husband passes away. That in any case she has to do. If the husband passes away in her lifetime, then this laws of iddat must be applied properly. And Allah has made great promises on that. And in all other matters where we have to fear Allah and not break His laws, Allah has promised great openings for a person. May Allah bless us with this reality and make it common in the whole Muslim ummah.